It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning on the Sideline Report. And on the show with us this morning, former Caldwell County Tiger boys basketball head coach, longtime assistant coach as well, Robin Scott, in the studio with us. And Robin, thanks for coming in and being on the show.
I'm glad to be here, Todd. I think we've been talking about this for several years.
Yeah, it has been several years.
We just never could get the timing right to get together, but I'm I'll enjoy the time that we have together this morning.
Yeah, see you at games all the time. When you're at a ball game, do you kind of get the itch to get back out there and do some coaching?
Oh, no. I coach a little bit beside my wife. We talk about basketball, but I enjoy watching the games most of the time.
Yeah. Now, you were on the coaching staff during some pretty good runs of basketball for Caldwell County.
Well, I was around in the 80s and 90s, and I'm probably prejudiced, but I think at all levels, the 80s and 90s, I would consider the golden age of basketball. You talk about the pros, that's the Jordan, Bird, Magic Johnson, and they played basketball the right way. And even then, the college, think about UK's teams in the 90s that they had and how dominant they were. The 80s and 90s, the second region basketball was unbelievably strong. And I don't know where all those kids have gone to, but it's a different world now.
Well, it just seems like as many kids don't play sports overall now as used to.
Well, I think evidently that's true. I know when I was coach, Todd, kids love to play. And kids had to believe that coach would tell me to go home and not come back if they weren't willing to do what was asked of them. And I don't think that's true anymore. I don't think the kids had the love of the game like they used to. I'm a part-time preacher. I did a sermon the other day called "If It Ain't Easy, Count Me Out." And it seems like that's the way of the world anymore, and that's disappointing. And things have been too easy too long around here and in the world, and we need to get back to putting a little bit more time and effort into things, I believe.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions later on, but we'll go ahead and address it now about how the game has changed. And, I don't watch a lot of NBA basketball anymore. It doesn't look like basketball the way I remember basketball. I don't watch a whole lot of college anymore. I do enjoy going to high school games and watching high school basketball. If you go back to the 70s and 80s and 90s and watch people play defense, there's some room between the defender and the offensive player. And now it just seems like people are laying on each other. Mm-hmm. And there's too much grabbing and clutching and pushing. And that's not my basketball.
I don't like the pro game at all. First of all, those people are way overpaid, and they overvalue themselves, and they don't really want to be coached at that level. And it's, what is it, three-point shot and dunk, three-point shot and dunk, and it's filtered right down to the college game. What's disappointing is it's filtered into the high school game, and that doesn't happen in the high. It doesn't have to happen because there's no shot clock.
Right.
Now, there's probably a lot of people out there that would love to have one, but it would be a zoo. The fundamentals of the game are no longer taught. And just to go to a game now and then and look up and go, that kid just took a jump stop. That pleases me, and you don't see that too often. You don't see somebody post up strong and make that good drop step. You don't see a pump fake and a ball fake like Larry Bird could control everybody in the gym by doing those things. And teaching those fundamentals takes a time, and we've maybe become a people that puts the emphasis on playing the game rather than teaching the game. I know some time back in the summer when me and Harry coached, we'd go up there all summer and we would teach kids how to play basketball. Now, and for the past many years, what do? The coaches, I ask coach, would y'all have a good summer? And they'll immediately say, well, we played 20 ball games. And they use that as their way of saying, I was a good coach. But all that does, in my mind, is it reinforces their bad habits. They go play these games, and they don't know what they're doing, so they keep doing those same old things over and over instead of being in the gym, putting in the time, practicing and teaching the game. And to me, that was the fun part of coaching, to see kids go, I get what he's talking about, and they can demonstrate that, and they actually feel like they've got a little bit of edge in the other team if they learn how to play. Yeah.
But has basketball become a sport where athleticism is everything and skill has kind of gotten pushed to the back?
I think that's it 100%. But, again, it doesn't have to be that way at the high school level. Mm. You know, play fundamental ball. Let's go back to 1983. Carlisle County was coached by one of my friends and colleagues, Craner Sloan. Mm-hmm. Well, Caldwell County people familiar with that name. He was here for 1 year, and they lost every game. Harry was his assistant. But they won in 83. They won 40 games, and they did nothing but played fundamental ball. You would have thought they was playing stall ball, but they weren't. They were just so well coached. They lost in triple overtime to Henry Clay out of Lexington, one of the classic games of all time. But fundamentals carried them all year, every year.
Now, did you know that Craner Sloan, just a couple of weeks ago, was inducted into the Carlisle County Hall of Fame?
I didn't know that. I'm not surprised by that. I'm surprised somebody didn't get a hold of me to come and watch that.
Yeah. Well, no doubt the game has changed a little bit. Going back to the 80s, though, some of those teams you had, I mean, the last time Caldwell County was in a regional championship for boys basketball was 1987.
That was a fun year. That was a good group of kids. I'm going to tell you some stuff about that 87 bunch. First of all, David Gray was the point guard on that team. And I would say that David Gray was the best I ever saw at running a ball club on both ends of the court. He was a silent assassin, and he knew how to play the game. He was a joy. And we were playing Madisonville at Madisonville in the finals of the region that year. That was a Travis Ford team and the Giants. You know, 6'10", 6'8", they were all Division I players. They had a tremendous team. And David Gray in that game, I believe in the first half, he got his third foul call. He was never in foul trouble. And he wound up fouling out of that game, and we still lost that game in a really close one. But that was a really, really good game. Another thing about that team was I like to tell the story on Ronnie Sims. I hope Ronnie's out there listening to this, but this is one of my favorite stories to tell about why I enjoyed coaching basketball. We went to play in the famous Recipe Classic that year, and that was always a really strong tournament, and they had big, mean people in that thing every year. And anyhow, Harry was able to get us some tickets to go to a UK basketball game at Rupp Arena. And we got there, and the team was all there, and Ronnie was walking by me. Now, you got to understand Ronnie. Ronnie's about 6'1 or 2, but he's a man. I mean, he's got these big, huge arms, and he's strong as a bear, and he's one of these kids that was gentle as a lamb, but when he got on the court, he became a beast. Mm-hmm. And we were coming into Rupp Arena, and there was some stairs you had to go down, and they were moving stairs. And Ronnie was standing beside me. He said, "What's that thing?" And I said, "Ronnie, that's an escalator."
He says, "What's that for?" He says, "Well, it's just like moving stairway. You got to step on it and go down. That way we can go see the ball game." And he says, "I'm not getting on that thing." And I said, "Ronnie, you can't go to the ball game unless you get on that thing." And he says, "I'm not getting on it." And I was about 5'11 and 160 pounds. And I stood beside Ronnie. I said, "Ronnie, you hold on to my arm, and we'll go down that thing together." And he grabbed, that big strong boy grabbed a hold of me, and we went down that escalator together. And I've never forgot that. And to me, that was worth everything.
Yeah.
Just to see somebody like it. But one other thing I'll mention about that class that nobody else knows. I'm going to give you all some stuff you don't know. I had that team, I coached them when they were sophomores as a JV team, and we had a great JV team. We I think we lost maybe one game that year, but we were really good. And one of the stars on that team was a young man by the name of Dan Harris.
Yeah.
You remember Dan?
I played with Dan in middle school.
Dan was about 5'8", weighed 100 and nothing, and the man, he could play. And he may have been the best one of all of those. I mean, he was a scoring machine. And grade-wise, he got in trouble and lost his eligibility when he was in school, and he wound up quitting. And we lost him as a player. And if we had had Dan Harris on that team, it's hard telling how far that team would have gone. Mm-hmm. But I always remember we were practicing one day, and we was going full court a little bit, and Mike Gray had a run-out layup. Well, there's a big tiger head painted on the wall at the end of that a floor, and here come little Dan when Mike was going up to dunk one, and he blocked that thing and smacked it in that tiger's mouth. I mean, athletically, he was really off the charts. But that was a wonderful team, and that was a young man that, you know, it makes you wonder if the rules are always the right rules, because he was really a talented player.
Yeah.
And didn't get the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, in middle school, we had Dan and David in the backcourt.
All right.
Pretty good team.
Great team.
Yeah, you know,
great
team. DG and Ronnie and Junior McGowan.
Junior,
and
right.
Who am I forgetting?
Wes Oden. Yeah. Wes Oden, yeah.
So that's a pretty good team.
That was great.
Tough for me to get on the court very much with those guys.
Yeah, that's a great team.
We're talking this morning with Robin Scott, former Caldwell County boys basketball head coach. We need to get to a timeout on the show, but we'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
It's an exciting time at ABC Finance Company, where they're thrilled to introduce Courtney Morse, the newly appointed manager of their Princeton office. With an impressive stint of 13 years in consumer finance, Courtney adds a wealth of knowledge and experience to the ABC Finance team.
Hello, everyone. I'm Courtney Morse. I can't tell you how excited I am to be a part of the ABC Finance family. I've always admired its value as a locally owned company. Because of this, it allows us to make decisions quickly, often within just an hour. The reality of life is that unexpected expenses can arise, be it auto repairs, medical bills, or any other surprise cost, especially at this time of year. We understand that and are here to lend a helping hand. We believe in maintaining an open line of communication, always ready to address your finance-related queries. Our office in the Princeton Plaza welcomes walk-ins. However, if you prefer, you can also call our office and we can take your application over the phone, or you can visit our website at abcfinanceonline.com to apply.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
At Tricews, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricews in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit Tricews.com. That's Tricews.com.
powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Welcome back to the show this morning. We've got basketball action on the air tonight. The Tigers hosting Mayfield out at the Cab. Varsity action about 7:30. And, of course, you can hear that game on WPKY. Watch our free live video stream at WPKYonline.com tonight. We're talking with former Tiger head coach Robin Scott in the studio with us. And, you know, you've mentioned some of those guys from 87, but some guys you coached, still out there coaching themselves. You got D.G. Sherrill at Bowling Green, Fonzo White's at Floyd Central in Indiana, just outside of Louisville. Remember Fonzo?
Oh, yeah.
And Michael Fralix is the head coach over at Hopkins County Central. So, you know, you remember all those guys.
Yeah, I do. D.G., I saw him recently. They were playing Christian County, and I happened to be there. And he's got a nice club.
Yeah.
Of course, he's Bowling Green. You ought to have nice clubs. But they've got a big kid in the middle that – if you get a chance to go see them play, you need to, because they're well coached. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed by them. Fonzo, I hadn't seen Fonzo since he graduated from high school. Fonzo was a great kid, and he loved basketball, and I'd like to sit down and talk with him.
Yeah.
Maybe next time he comes to town, he'll come out and visit me. Then, of course, Michael, one of our all-time best, you know, he was the perfect kid to coach, first one in the gym, last one to leave, always there, hurt or not hurt. I don't know how many times he had a broken nose, and you know, he never missed and played. You know, he was good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a scoring machine, and I know that I'm sure he does a great job with his kids. That year in, I think it was 2007 when he was coaching at Caldwell, you know, that was a heck of
a
ball
club. Team, yeah.
That won the district that year. And I think Central Hopkins, they've struggled for a number of years. I don't really know what's going on there, because West Hopkins and South Hopkins had many good mm-hmm. players over the years. But I believe Mike hanging in there, he'll get them guys going.
You know, ideally we'd get Fonzo and DG into our West Kentucky Hoops Classic one of these days and let them go against each other. That's the plan. I'm not sure if everybody's schedule will work out, but that would be sweet.
That would good. I might be even willing to referee one of those games just to see what we could stir up.
But I remember Fonzo was always – he just always wanted to talk basketball when he was in high school. And I think he was actually a manager on the team before he became a player.
That actually is true.
Yeah.
He was a manager, and he was a perfect manager. And he just loved to be around the gym. And when he came through, graduated in 93, right?
Yeah.
Graduated in 93. We weren't loaded with basketball talent that year, and he came to me and said, I'd like to switch over and play. And he went out for the team, and he made it and played, and now he's made a career of it. So, you know, good for Fonzo.
What is the deal with Caldwell County where we don't grow a whole lot of tall kids? You know, there's an Eli Pepper every now and then, and, you know, we've got Jay Darius now who's about 6'6 or 6'7, but even when you had the really good teams, we didn't have a whole lot of height.
When I was on the coaching staff in some manner from 80 to through 98, and the tallest players we ever had were 6'5", had a couple 6'5 kids, and Josh Ramage. Mm-hmm. Josh was about 6'9". He was the tallest one we ever had. But, you know, there was many years that you looked out there and our tallest guy would be about 6'1 or 6'2". Mm-hmm. That was very typical. I know my last senior class, we had three seniors. We had Derek Perkins and Bradley Stallings and Brent Jones, and they were all 3'5'9", three seniors. And so height has always been a problem here at Caldwell. I don't know why. I guess there's just not a lot of tall mamas and daddies running around here.
But the one thing you guys always did have was that blue-collar guy in the middle willing to do the quote-unquote dirty work, you know, all the things that don't get mentioned to make a team successful.
We did. We had guys that were willing to mix it up, guys like Kerry Oliver and Mark Ford and Casey Newsome. And, I mean, these were young guys that could play like men come game night, all really great kids, but they go to war for you. And you know, I felt that way about all my players. My kids, they weren't sissified out there. They weren't afraid to make contact and get in there. A lot of times we weren't very good, but we always gave a physical account of ourselves, I believe.
Well, to me, that's something that maybe a Kentucky this year, they're missing. They've some incredible guys, some great scorers, but there's just not that one guy that's kind of the – I don't know. I don't want to say the enforcer, but you know what I'm saying? That one guy in the middle that just he'll play defense when he needs to, and he'll go get a rebound, and he'll come up with that loose ball, and he doesn't put up points, but he does a lot of things for
you. Well, we're fixed to get into a can of worms here if you're not careful. Every team I've ever seen, at whatever level you want to talk about, takes the personality of their coach.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight said, "Your players will be satisfied with whatever they believe you as the coach are satisfied with." And I've watched UK for many years now, and they're soft. They're soft overall, and I think that they're soft because they're allowed to be soft. So that's kind of condemning. They don't have to be that way. Oscar Seaway, he wasn't soft, was he?
Yeah.
And as a result, he might get 20 rebounds. Yeah. You know, when you and now you got this NIL stuff. So I'm making money. I'm making a lot of money. I'm going to be at UK probably 1 year. So I'll see you in 4 months. I'm gone. And, you know, how loyal to the program are you going to have kids when the setup is that way? That's a difficult spot to be put in. But I'll go back and say again, players have to believe that a coach will tell them, go home. If you're not going to do what I ask you to do, go on home.
I just look for that one guy, though, that, like I said, the guy that's not the tallest, not the strongest, but he'll get in there and mix it up with you.
I told my wife as we was watching the last game, I said, I wish Tyler Eudis would get up and check himself into the ball game, because you put him out there in front and everybody sees him play defense, you're either going to get inspired and start doing it, or he's going to get unto you.
Yeah.
That's the kind of leader he is. Turn him loose.
But that's the thing. You need that one guy. That one guy has to be the leader. You can't have five guys on the floor who all think they're the leader.
Well, that's right. But the kids know.
Yeah.
The kids know who the leader is. Wayne McGowan, when he was out on the floor, you knew you were going to play some defense because he's out there working
working his tail off. Steve Schultz, when he looked over at Waney, he's going to get in on the party. Gary Sigler was going to get on the party. And those guys, they got after people because somebody like you was looking for was leading in that direction.
We're talking with Robin Scott this morning, former Caldwell County Tiger boys basketball head coach. Coached from 1987 to 98, I believe. Those were the years you were the head coach, but a lot more years around the program than that.
Oh, yeah, from 80 to 87, yeah.
Yeah. We need to get to a break here on the show. We'll come back and talk more basketball after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
From the bottom of our heart, thank you. Our first Christmas season was fabulous. We loved helping you give the best gifts. Now, we give you a gift. 75% off Christmas and boutique. Come shop now for the best selection at the Persnickety Pig, Broadbent Square, Katie's.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, overnight low 41 degrees. By this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 62. A south-southwest wind will start to move out of the northwest. Could be as high as 25 miles an hour. Thursday night, mostly cloudy skies. A low around 37. And then on Friday, an 80% chance of showers. After lunchtime, high near 48 degrees. A northern wind could be as high as 20 to 25 miles an hour. But back to right now, an overnight low of 41. By this afternoon, 62. Mostly sunny in southwestern Kentucky.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Hi, this is Lorraine Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Talking with former Caldwell County Tiger basketball coach Robin Scott in the studio with us this morning. And when you look back on your time as Tiger head coach, we've talked about the 87 team quite a bit, and that was a good one. But what else kind of sticks out? What players? And you have any games that kind of stick out in your memory there?
Well... there's a lot of things sticking. You know, that 86 was the best team we ever had. That was a 28-3 team. That was the Timmy Riley led team. And Timmy Riley could have played basketball, college basketball, I believe, in just about anywhere. I mean, he wasn't a prolific shooter. But, man, he could dominate a game just with his presence on the floor. And I mean both ends of the floor. He knew how to sneak around and steal that ball, and he was just so good. And it's a shame in those days if basketball was classified. I have no doubts that that would have been a state championship team. That was really good. I remember when we played Marshall County at their place. That was one of our three losses. And they had a really good team. I think maybe one of the Goheen boys might have played down there then. I'm not sure. But anyhow, we're down there playing, and it's a close game, and it's getting down to like 30 seconds to go in the game, and all of a sudden Timmy drove
up in the middle of the lane and shot a little floater, and he made it, and this guy come flying from the side and just hammered Timmy, knocked him to the ground. The whistle blew, and the ball went in the basket, and we're fixing to get a three-point play, and the game's over. And all of a sudden, the referee come running out of the middle, waving his hands off, and said, "Charging foul."
Oh.
And me and Harry looked at each other, and Harry goes, "Those referees don't have to worry about us anymore. We don't live in this region."
Yeah.
So it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. But, of course, we had the Michael Frelich years. We had a lot of competitive teams in those years. And I just so proud of all the kids that I had played, Todd. My kids, if I wander in a ball game, I'll look up and they're just like a bunch of chickens coming to a hen, and they'll gather around, and so many of them want to talk about practice.
Yeah.
You remember the day you did this to us, or you remember the day you did this to us? And you know, my kids in those days, I think they liked basketball because at the end of the day, they felt good about themselves because they know that day and that game, win, lose, or draw, they did the best they could do. Mm-hmm. They laid it all on the line. They weren't holding anything back, and they knew that they had prepared as hard as they could prepare. So that's all anybody can do.
Yeah.
And I just love those kids because of that. And well, I hope they're all doing good. I miss my boys.
Do you remember the night we got 123 on Providence?
Oh, my. Yeah, I do. I do. Frankie was sitting on the bench, and him and the Providence coach, they kept looking at each other. I thought they was going to fight. Yeah, that was bad, but I'll give you a better example than that. We played Crittenden County at their place one time. And we beat them like 123-28 something. And it was Michael Freight the senior year, and we had like 15 guys on that team, and they could all play.
Yeah.
They weren't great, but they could all play. So the subs, you know, they're playing the whole second half. And in the second half, instead of playing our regular man defense, I said, "All right, we're going to play 2-3 zone, and everybody has to stay inside the arc. Don't you care come outside that arc to guard anybody. Let them shoot out there all that they want to." So you don't tell kids to stop playing hard, especially when you're a kid that didn't get to play very much.
Right.
You know, that's one of the things that aggravates me in ball today. At the end of the game, you're leading by 20 points, and they're 1 minute to go in the game, and you put in these subs who never get to play. Well, let them play.
Yeah.
Let them play. But no, the coach stand up 30 seconds to go and say, "We're going to be good sports, and we're not going to score any more points. And, you know, go on and play the game." That's just the way I think.
Well, back in the day, you guys didn't have a mercy rule. You know, now when it gets to be a 35-point difference, you run the clock the whole game. So you guys didn't have that. I mean, it was a little tougher to.
No, I wouldn't want. I wouldn't. I would be mad. There was plenty of times we got beat bad like that, but it would have made me mad to see that clock running. We were playing over at Christian County one time. They had their teams that year were called the Doctor Dunks, and they were averaging 9 dunks a game. They was all 6'4" and 5", and they could play, and they guard you all over the court. They were loaded. Mm-hmm. And Lyle Dunbar was their coach. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the third quarter, they broke the rim,
dang.
And they're up 30 points on us already. It's Whittington, Aikens, and McCarty in that bunch, 93. And the Dunbar comes down to me. I'm thinking, we're going to get to go home early.
Yeah.
And he pats me on the shoulder and he goes, "Coach, we'll have it fixed in a few minutes." And they did. And we picked right back up.
Oh, wow.
And they got more than their 9 dunks that night.
You've talked a couple of times about classification, so I'm just going to assume that you're a big guy as far as going to classes at some point, although I'm not sure I see that on the horizon for Kentucky high school basketball anytime in the near future.
I'm not a big guy on it, but I think it's something that should be done. I think it should have been done a long time ago. You know, in football, it's classed, and Caldwell County's been very competitive in football. They even has a couple of state champions. But you know, they're competing against 35 and 40 teams.
Yeah.
In the state of Kentucky right now, you have 270 basketball teams that you're competing against. So you have no chance, unless you're recruiting, to be able to compete at a championship level. But if it was classed, I think it would be a wonderful thing. If we had four classes, could you imagine going up and seeing the Sweet 16?
Oh, yeah,
you've got four from each class, and this four's playing for a championship, and this four, and this four. And then if you want to, after it's all said and done, if you wanted to bring them together to play a couple games, that's fine. But I think it would generate so much more excitement, and you wouldn't have to worry about doing it during the middle of the season.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming in and being with us this morning, and you know, we don't need to wait another few years before you come back. Come back sometime, and you know, next time when you're on the show, don't hold back. You know, go ahead and express your opinions.
Well, I appreciate that, Todd, and I've got a lot more I could say.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we could talk basketball all day. I mean,
we could talk basketball. We could talk country.
Yeah.
We could talk Bible. Yeah. We could sing songs. We could do a lot of things. But I've enjoyed this, Todd, and I appreciate you doing this show.
Thank you.
It's a community service, and I know there's a lot of people that appreciate what you do.
Well, like I said, we'll have you back on sometime.
I also want to say happy birthday to Todd.
Thank you.
He's a grown man today.
55. Yeah.
55. Good age.
It's hard to believe I've gotten to 55, but here it is.
Amen.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Former Tiger head coach Robin Scott joining us on the Sideline Report this morning. We need to get to another break, but we'll come back with more after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 41. By this afternoon, mostly sunny skies, high near 62. A northwest wind could be as high as 25 miles an hour. Thursday night, mostly cloudy skies, low around 37. Then on Friday, an 80% chance of showers after lunchtime, high near 48. And an east wind that could be as high as 20 miles an hour. It'll shift more to the north as we go throughout the day. And then back to right now, an overnight low of 41. By this afternoon, mostly sunny, 62 degrees.
Best Way Ag is proud to announce a partnership with Veteran Drone Services that will bring you the leading ag drone program in Western Kentucky and beyond. It strengthens the commitment of both organizations to the agricultural and military communities vital to the continued growth of our area. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff stands ready to answer your questions. So come see us at Best Way Ag, located in Hopkinsville on the bypass, and let's get it done the best way.
Reliability. One word that packs so much meaning. Delivering on promises, standing the test of time. Knowing that your equipment is going to work when it's supposed to. Or having someone knowledgeable there when it doesn't. It's the one thing that gives you confidence during the toughest of seasons. So at Hudson, when we say reliable, we don't take it lightly. That's why we sell John Deere. Reliable equipment. Reliable service. Reliable people.
Ag business is one of the foundations of Western Kentucky. This is Tyler Strode with Ag Spray Equipment. At Ag Spray, we take pride in assisting farmers with a successful winter and early spring. We know liquid wagons, stream caps, transfer pumps, liquid applicators, and storage tanks are all essential during this time, so we remain prepared to assist you when you need us the most. My name is Tyler, and I invite you to visit our store so we can build a relationship that will last a lifetime. Here at Ag Spray Equipment, we live ag.
Raider Auction Company will conduct a winter farm equipment auction Friday, February 23rd at 8 a.m. at 1010 Skyline Drive, Hopkinsville. Selling will be tractors, combines, corn and grain heads, drills, hay and tilling equipment, planters, rotary mowers, spray equipment, industrial equipment, hundreds of items sale day. For more info or to consign, call Delbert Raider at 270-881-2610. Financing is available. Raider Auction Company Winter Farm Equipment Auction, Friday, February 23rd, 8 a.m., 1010 Skyline Drive, Hopkinsville. That's Raider Auction Company, R-O-E-D-E-R.
We're at the National Farm Machinery Show. It's always good to run into our friends from HR AgriPower and the queen of the HR AgriPower booth, Kalen, and you are, they're laughing at you, but you truly are. I mean, you are, make sure all this stuff gets put together, you and your crew. You got a good crew here with you that helps get set up for the show.
Yes, we have a great crew. Would not be able to get this set up without all of the help from different managers from different locations. So it takes a whole team to get this together with our 21 locations. So it all comes together, though, but definitely could not make it work without our team.
And this crew here at South Wing, you guys have a great space, obviously easy. A lot of folks love to come by and see you, customers and maybe future customers, which is always fun.
Yes, yeah, we have new people coming by who've never heard of us, and then we have people that are customers that stop by. So we welcome anyone to come by, and we've got lots going on here.
Among your many duties, you take care of the tickets and make sure folks who want to go to the Tractor Pull at some point, they can purchase tickets from you guys. And you got your chart. You are organized, Kayla. Tell us about tickets, what you all have.
Yes, yeah, we've got a lot of tickets. We always have some for our customers each year, and we always have some leftovers. So that's what we're here selling them at the booth. So if you need a ticket, I have tickets available for every single pool. So they are. Friday night is running out, though. I mean, it's been a hot commodity this morning, but it's been busy this morning too. Like the tickets been flying out the doors, but I still have some available.
That's fantastic. You know, what else can people do? They have some things they can register here at your booth.
Yes. So we are giving away a Yeti cooler and a Echo chainsaw. So make sure to stop by the booth and register to win that. We've got two big items that we're giving away. We've got tons of giveaways. We've got koozies, keychains, hats, cups. We've got new H&R stickers that you can put on your laptop or your cooler, and those are new this year. We have some 2023 H&R AgriPower calendars left too, so we have a few of those left. We've got lots of things to give away. We've got everything here is free, and if you want to purchase a piece of equipment, you know, we can talk to get you with a salesman for that.
Yeah, no free equipment,
yeah,
right?
No free equipment. No. Yeah. Well, I better be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So, well, I heard you're giving away combine today,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. No free equipment today, but we can get you a deal. We do have 0% for 12% on select planters and used combines. So we do have that. We've got a new brochure out just for the farm show. We printed 20,000 copies just for the farm show to give out. So we're handing them out, and we've got some deals going on.
This is a great opportunity for you guys to connect with your customers. You see customers from all your locations that come by and see you.
Yes, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know. Being from Hopkinsville, I don't know half of these people. They'll come in and say, you know, oh, I'm a customer out of Morganfield or Owensboro or Princeton, Indiana. So, I mean, it's from everywhere. And then I had someone stop by this morning who was Northern Illinois, which is not close to one of our local locations, but they said that they had done business with us before. So, I mean, we run into everyone who might not know us does know us from far and close by.
And you have a lot of your folks that come here from all the different locations. They kind of come and gets them a chance to meet and see people as well. And, you know, all the locations, sometimes they don't have a chance to meet and see each other very often.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everyone can come in. And, I mean, Mr. Wayne's in the booth, so everyone loves to come see him, you know, if we have a customer from another store who's never met him, they love to come, and this is an opportunity for him to talk with them, and he loves putting face to name and everything. So, yeah, but great opportunity.
I always say if there's a crowd around, big crowd standing out in the aisle, Mr. Wayne's here.
Yeah, Mr. Wayne is here. Everyone loves to talk to him, and he'll talk to you for a very long time. So if you want to talk to him, better come get in line.
You're right. Aisle 6000 in South Wing, right?
Yes, yep. We're 6005 on the South Wing.
And you won't miss him. You'll see the big H&R sign up top.
Yep, we've got our sign hanging. You should be able to see it from far away. So we've got that, and we've got a whole team here, and we're ready to see. And if you need some Tractor Pull tickets, definitely come by before they sell out.
And I guess we'll see you next week at Pancake Breakfast.
Yes, yep, we've got, yep, we're ready for the Pancake Day. Always a big crowd there, and the pancakes with Krusty's is, I mean, I think it's the best.
Amazing.
They're really good. The shop guys do a great job of making them. But yeah, we got Pancake Day next week, so we're excited for that.
And you guys serve a lot of pancakes there on Pancake Day.
Yes, I think we usually average 1,500 to 1,600 customers. Wow. That's probably on a low end, honestly, that come through. So how many pancakes per person? I mean, that's a lot. Well, a lot of pancakes made.
But a lot of fun, too.
Yes. Yep. A lot of fun. We've got lots of giveaways for that as well. Little photo booth area, too, for kids. So bring the whole family.
And enjoy the farm machinery. So always good to see you. Appreciate the partnership with you guys over many years at H&R. And just invite folks to come see the queen of the farm machinery show, right?
I don't know if you would call me that, but something, maybe.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Reporting from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Alan Watts with your Ag Edge.
Hello, my name is Megan Woods, Ag teacher at Caldwell County High School. As a part of the Caldwell County FFA chapter, I'm excited for the many opportunities to get involved during National FFA Week. We believe together we can make a lasting difference. Imagine the impact we can each have by showing our support. My Family Farm, Roberts Farms, proudly supports the Caldwell County FFA as they plant seeds to grow a world with endless opportunities.
While Nutrien Ag Solutions is the largest ag retail company in the world, they're focused on maintaining close relationships with their customers on a local level.
Nutrien Ag Solutions is a full-service solutions provider. I'm Brian Fitzsimmons, General Manager at Nutrien Ag Solutions in Hopkinsville. While we sell products, it's so much more than selling one product at a time. Our focus is the whole solution for you, one field at a time. Whether it be soil testing to make sure we know what nutrients need to be added to the soil, helping to select the right hybrid or variety for your crop, or our variable rate technology where we use precise digital tools to make sure all agronomic decisions are being optimized. We're more than a product sales company, we're a full service solutions provider. We're here for agriculture, and most importantly, we're here for you. Nutrien Ag Solutions, leading the field.
Stop by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located on Eagle Way in Hopkinsville. Learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Daniel Ingram, inviting you to H&R AgriPower's Customer Appreciation Pancake Day, Saturday, February 24th. This is one way for H&R AgriPower and Case IH to say thank you to all of our customers and the community who have supported us over the years. Enjoy the best pancakes in the world from 7 to noon. Stop by for a chance to win some great door prizes, plus great one-day savings on parts, service, and sales. H&R AgriPower and Case IH teaming up to say a huge thanks. 4900 Eagle Way Bypass, Hopkinsville.
Don't forget basketball action here on WPKY tonight as the Caldwell County Tigers host the Mayfield Cardinals out at the Cab Gym. Varsity action tonight about 7:30, and our broadcast begins about 7 o'clock tonight right here on WPKY. And don't forget free live video over at WPKYonline.com. Also, good luck to Caldwell County's wrestlers. Wrestling action is underway in Lexington at the state tournament. Boys state wrestling today and tomorrow. The first ever girls KHSAA state wrestling tournament coming up on Saturday. Six Caldwell County wrestlers in the boys and three Lady Tigers in the girls state tournament. So good luck to everyone at the state tournament. This is Todd Griffin. We thank Robin Scott for joining us this morning here on the Sideline Report. Thanks for listening here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You're listening to the voice of Caldwell County, 1580-103.3 WPKY Princeton, an Edge Media Group station.